Well, I certainly agree with all that. We are very reluctant to issue shares, and in that we're different from most places. I have a friend that sold out to a socialist country, and they issued shares in a controlled corporation, and the socialist executive said, "Isn't this wonderful? We're getting this business for nothing."
Yeah, some people really have that. And of course, there are some companies, and we talked about the wave that took place in the late 60s, but periodically, and certainly it happened during the internet period, where companies just couldn't issue shares fast enough because they were basically were trading confetti for real assets. And that is a business model that has been applied successfully for some periods of time by certain companies in the past. It usually ends in some kind of a fiasco, but, well, I shouldn't say it usually does, but it runs out of gas at some point. But, you know, essentially we've never been in that game. We hate issuing shares. And the idea of selling our, when we issue shares, we're divesting ourselves of a portion of every wonderful business we have, from Geico to ISCAR to you name it. And we don't like doing that. We like owning those businesses. We like to own more of them. We have a deal, for example, on Marmon, where we bought some more of it this year, and we will buy the rest of it in a few more years, and we feel good about that. We pay a fair price for it, but we get a business we know, a management we like, and that's really what we'd like to continue doing at Berkshire. In fact, we will continue doing it.